dying with choice, leaving your body behind. That's a topic of a panel discussion that'll be happening by Zoom this coming Friday. It's part of the monthly Interface series. One of the people leading the discussion is Kim Mooney. Kim is my regular co-host in the ongoing award-winning KGNU Quarterly End of Life series.
One of the things that's come up lately is the people have a hard time dying for two reasons, I think. I mean, there are a number, but one of them is that they don't anticipate that it's really going to happen, so they don't prepare for it. It's everything from what we've talked about, advanced care planning, to what we call death mechanics. People don't think about what's going to happen with their body, disposition, memorializations, autopsies, even getting death certificates. So when they're not prepared, they approach death too late to really get anything comforting in order. But the second piece also is that we have a pretty severe general fear of the unknown. And so there are times, there are places and times and practices throughout history and today that help people get a sense of what it's like to die or death or after death. And those are the three things that I find people have the most concern about is what's going to happen to me when I die? What does death actually mean? Is there a moment that is it one moment? What does it mean for me afterward? Will I be remembered? Will there be, you know, someplace that I'm going that's going to be good or bad? And so that's the second thing, is that we don't have skills or practices or beliefs that help guide us and give us confidence very often. So I'm going to talk about the ways that we do and the things that we can do. And some of those are medical, like people may not understand that when they're dying, they do have a choice to stop eating and drinking. They can say to hospice, I want my body to die a natural process, but I don't want to be present for it. It's too difficult, medically laden dying. So there are things that people can do volitionally, medically, to say, here's how I want my death to go, and these will decrease my fear and my discomfort. And I personally, having done this for a long time, you know, what a good death is pretty relative, but everybody wants certain things. And so it's not unusual for people to start too late to look at that. So I'm going to talk some about those medical choices and, you know, what happens. We know when people have near-death experiences, they come back and most of them are less afraid. But also the other panelists are very specifically chosen because there are many, but at least three different paths that I know of that help people prepare for death in ways that it gives them that confidence and it gives them a sense that they're participating in it. And one of those is Buddhism. A lot of Tibetan Buddhism practices are designed to help people be able to be present at the moment of death. And then they have a journey that they go through that, you know, is pretty profound, and they are helped through it by other people. I think shamanism does the same thing. It allows people to experience non-ordinary reality. And this is the same thing I see with near-death experiences, that if people have an opportunity to feel something besides this three-dimensional world, they're less afraid because they know there's something. And what it is very, very individual for different people. And then we've invited a man, Dylan, from the NOAC Society, which is working to promote the ethical and professional and personal use of psychedelic medicines at the end of life. And that has somewhat of the same flavor to it, in that people who have altered experiences then recognize that there is something more than this life that they're in. So I wanted people to understand that there are lots of ways that they can start now. That is not just the medical piece, like advanced care planning. There are lots of different ways to approach death in ways that allow you to co-create it, that can not only profoundly affect how you experience it, but can profoundly affect your life now, which is, as we've talked about 1,000 times, you know, the thing about thinking about death is that it can really inform how you live now.
In your experience, Kim, over the years that you have been doing education around this issue and really hosting community conversations on it, do you find that some of that fear around death is somehow taken away once people realize that they can put something into practice, that they can make plans, that once you start to make those plans, that can actually help remove some of that fear?
Absolutely. And again, that runs the whole spectrum from advanced care planning, where you're actually intentionally saying, these are the kinds of things I want included in my dying process, my values going forward, and then all the way to the other end of the spectrum, it gives people a chance to incorporate their values and to weave this experience in as part of their life. And anytime we have more information, we have an opportunity to have some kind of control or responsibility over any aspect of it. I think people are most afraid of that cliff, that black cliff, when they don't know what's coming, they don't know what's going to happen to them, they don't understand what it means for the people around them. So yes, I have seen it most of the time. And I will also say that one of the biggest and most frightening things, because in this culture, we not only see death as a spiritual experience, but we think of that as more transcendent than a physical experience or an emotional one, is that when people rely on and plan on those practices or that faith to get them through death, usually hoping that they're going to get a little bit of a break, when it doesn't work, they are truly terrified, because that was the card that they had in their back pocket, thinking that that was going to make their death meaningful or easier.
That's Kim Mooney, a regular voice on KGNU for several decades, has been an end-of-life educator, and she's the co-host of our award-winning quarterly series on end-of-life issues. She's going to be moderating a panel discussion happening via Zoom this coming Friday. It's called Dying with Choice, Leaving Your Body Behind, and it's part of the Interface series, and you can register for the event and find out how you can join by Zoom by going to the website interfaceboulder.org.